Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we're talking about boundaries. Hello, my friends. What's up? We are going to talk about boundaries, and this is so important because I was shocked to realize I've never done a podcast on boundaries. How has that not happened? Guys, I've been doing this podcast for years, all about relationships, and we have not talked about boundaries. So we're going to talk about it today. And I think this is very, very important for people who experience relationship anxiety, because often I think one of two things can happen. One is we are very, very used to people pleasing other people and try to make other people happy. We're not good at advocating for our wants and desires. And so in our relationship, we might not be great at setting boundaries because we're worried about upsetting our partner. Especially for those of you that experience more of that anxious attachment, you might be afraid of setting a boundary and then your partner might leave. And then on the other hand, we also sometimes might be very rigid in boundaries and be setting up a lot of things that we think are boundaries but actually aren't, especially if we are on that more avoidant attachment style. So we're going to talk about boundaries and understanding them. And the other reason I think this is so important is because often relationship anxiety and questioning and analyzing can be a byproduct of not being able to effectively set boundaries. I actually was coaching someone on this the other day where they were really caught up on what their partner was doing and how they were navigating a situation and questioning if it was right. And what became very clear as we were coaching was there was areas she needed to implement boundaries for herself. And that if she was able to effectively and powerfully implement them, it would minimize a lot of the brain drama and the questioning if it was right. But when we kind of ignore or don't set those boundaries or implement them, then we feel frustrated that we're maybe not experiencing what we want in the relationship. And then we might then question the relationship altogether or blame our partner. And I think a lot of this questioning can be minimized by getting really good at boundary setting and getting clear on that and where it's effective, where it's not, and what it looks like. So first thing is we need to clarify what a boundary is, because a lot of us think that a boundary is a request of someone. We think that a boundary is saying, hey, I need you to come home by 10 p.m. or I need you to not make stupid jokes or please don't talk to me in that tone. We think it's asking our partner to do certain things or not doing certain things. But these are not boundaries, these are requests. A request is asking another person to do something. And the thing with requests is they may or may not do it. Your partner, you may ask him to stop making that one joke you don't like, but he may continue to choose to make that joke. Or you may ask your partner to text you right away when you text him, but he may not text you back right away. He may or may not listen to that request. A boundary is something that we do for ourselves to keep ourselves physically and emotionally safe. And boundaries don't always need to even be spoken out loud necessarily. For example, most, if not all of us, have boundary that other people hitting us is not okay. So if someone were to come up and hit you or yell and get really close in your face, we wouldn't have to say, hey, I'm not okay with you doing that, because the person might keep yelling, right? What we do is we just leave the situation. We might walk away. So we don't necessarily even need to communicate our boundaries all the time. Sometimes they're spoken, sometimes they're not, but ultimately is there a personal thing and it's for me. So in this situation, here is what I do for myself for my emotions, for my physical, mental, spiritual well-being. Here's how I navigate this. So if your partner, always maybe wants to like have a discussion about money late at night, but you know that you get really overwhelmed by talking about money at night and it's too much for you and you maybe get more emotional and anxious talking about money at night, then a boundary wouldn't be, a request would be, hey, I need you to stop talking about money, versus a boundary would look like, hey, after 8 p.m., I don't talk about money anymore. And if it's something that you bring up, I'm going to change the topic or I'm going to walk out of the room. So it's what do I do in that situation to manage and take care of myself? An example of this that I actually had once was we were having a chat with, I don't know if I've shared this story on the podcast before, but we were talking with my father-in-law and he was sharing this story from a horror movie and describing the storyline. Guys, I hate horror movies. I can't stand them. I mean, I've never even watched one. I can't even stand like the trailers. I don't watch the trailers even. So just based on hating the trailers, I don't like horror movies. So same to say, I also don't like people talking about them. And so I asked him, I made a request and said, hey, can we not talk about this? And he continues to talk about it, which he's very playful. And if you're listening, this father-in-law, I love you. But for me in that moment, I knew for me, my well-being, this wasn't a story that I was going to keep listening to. So I just got up and I walked out of the room. And I came back in 5 minutes when they were done talking about this horror movie. So I didn't even need to say, hey, if you keep talking about this, I'm going to walk out of the room. I just did. So we can make requests and we can ask people for certain things that we want, but they may or may not listen to it. Our partner may or may not do the thing in the way that we want them to when we want them to. So it's instead a boundary is this internal thing of, okay, here for me, here's what I do to navigate that situation. And it's very empowering because we can start having our own back on things. We know, okay, this certain thing, if I'm not okay with it, here's how I handle it, rather than feeling powerless about whether or not your partner complies or does things the way you want. Another example to illustrate is, let's say that another thing that's very important to you is your faith and your spirituality, and you want to spend time in the morning every single day devoted to that. We might like to do that with our partner. We might make a request for our partner to do that. And they might say, yeah, sure, I'd love to do that. But then when it comes time in the morning, our partner might really struggle with getting up out of bed and might keep hitting snooze on the alarm. So we might feel resentful and frustrated and blame our partner for snoozing and that they are blocking us from that time we are wanting to devote in the morning to studying scripture. This would not be an area that we would need to make a boundary around. There is not a need to protect ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually from our partner's struggle to wake up in the morning. But it might be an area where we continue to make requests or have conversations around it. The biggest thing is that we make sure that we implement it for ourselves. That how do I make sure that if this is an important part of my life, that I'm doing it and that I'm implementing it? And maybe that really is what you want your lifestyle to look like with your partner. And so you may continue to have discussion and conversation around it. But we also, in a situation like this, want to work on how do we manage your own internal experience of resentment and blame and judgment of your partner and how they live out their faith. And I think this is important to talk about because a lot of times what we do with boundary setting, we
are trying to actually control our partner, and we're trying to control who they are and how they show up by making lots of requests of them. But we have to do boundaries from a place of emotional ownership, which is, I am in charge of my own emotions. I am responsible for how I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. And whatever comes up in my own internal world is mine to navigate. And I can let my partner in on that, and I can share it with them, or I cannot. But in the end, it is my experience to navigate. And we have to have this emotional ownership piece in order to effectively make requests or boundaries in a relationship. Because often what happens is we make requests and then we feel frustrated or annoyed that our partner isn't doing it the way we want them to do. We wanted them to do it. They're not listening to our request. So we might start to resent them. Or we might make a boundary and say, hey, if you do this thing, I'm gonna walk out, or I'm gonna do this or that. And we might make the boundary, but it's from this spirit of control. And how do I get the other person to behave the way I want them to? Because we subconsciously think they're in charge of our emotions. And that is not the case. Having the most abundant experience in a relationship is going to come from taking ownership and responsibility for how you're thinking and how you're feeling. So when we do that, what that allows for is when we make a request in our relationship and we ask our partner and say, hey, I would really like if you came to the gym with me, or hey, I would love for us to wake up in the morning and read together, or whatever the thing is that we ask. And if our partner says no, or they don't do it the way we want them to, it might be uncomfortable. But when we take ownership of the thoughts and feelings that come up for us, we will learn to navigate through them rather than blaming and resenting our partner. Because we cannot have the relationship that we desire by trying to manipulate and control our partner into always doing and being who we want them to be. Rather, the fullest experience is going to come in allowing them to show up and be who they are, and then taking ownership for how we respond, how we think, and how we feel. That will allow us then, when we make a request, we can ask from a place of love and like, hey, this is something I would like. And if our partner says yes, great, we get to enjoy it. But if they say no, it's not a big deal to us anymore, because we know that we are able to have our own back and that we're able to navigate whatever experience it's like if our partner doesn't want to get up in the morning with us and read. And same goes for boundaries. We have to have that emotional ownership. So, like, let's say in the example I shared with my father-in-law and scary movies. If we walk out of the room, I could be in my head, oh my gosh, he's so awful. Why is he thinking that? And why is he sharing that? I told him not to. Or instead, it's like, hey, go me. I created the space I want. What do I want to spend time thinking about and putting my energy into next? And it becomes an empowering thing rather than a blaming and a shaming thing. And I think it's important, before we think about setting any boundaries again, to remember is I'm responsible for my own emotions. Am I looking to control or manipulate? And we want to work on and let go of that first, bring the responsibility back to us in our emotions, and then from that space we decide what our boundaries look like. And a lot of times what happens when we do this work is we discover a lot of the things that we thought maybe we needed to set boundaries around are actually us just trying to control our partner and trying to perfect them and make them act the way we want to. Which, you know, just we can drive ourselves crazy trying to control another person in that way. So this emotional ownership piece, we really clean up our side of the street first and there becomes a lot less of a need to set boundaries. We might realize where we think there's 20 boundaries we need in place, there might actually be like three. Again, especially for avoidant attachment, we might be really inclined to have a lot of boundaries. So taking responsibility for how we feel first and not using our boundaries in a way to try to control how our partner shows up, but rather it's a, how do I take care of myself, how I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, rather than how do I control them? All right, thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. You have a beautiful weekend, and we will talk next week. Bye.